flying field, KI-4DOS.
Morning still, yeah, it's 11:24. Nope, no flying today. It's like 30-something degrees outside. Although it is kind of a nice, I mean, clear day. No, I'm going to Sloshkies. Once a month trip to Sloshkies.
Where I get something to eat, I know what you're doing. That's a good place to eat. I like their food over there. I don't know if you heard me check into the sideband net last night, but I was on that Omni 6.
Still put together by then on the HF side, or reconstructed from when I had it all apart when I was doing PSK during the holidays, and I never put it all back together for doing other than digital. I had everything set up on digital modes and never switched it back over to phone. But they got you checked in okay. They heard you good enough.
Down in Goose Creek was calling the net, and there was a guy checked in front of me, and I threw my call sign out. And when he read the calls back, he said that he had me in the log, so I guess it was all right.
This Goose Creek, I'm not familiar with that.
Charleston.
Oh, they got a net controller down there now. That's good. Because usually when they're right up on us, sometimes we hop right over them.
Dennis, he's in Charleston. We're right outside of Charleston in Goose Creek, which is, oh gosh, I don't know. It may be. I don't know how far it is. It's not far. It doesn't take long to get from Goose Creek to Charleston. But I heard the guys all along the coast checking in, Myrtle Beach and some of the others. And even heard Randy up here in Anderson when he checked in. And he and I have got a pretty good path. It doesn't matter how long the band is or whatever. And we've got a ground wave propagation between his house and mine. We can always hear each other. He says he uses me as a gauge is when the band's going long. He said if he can hear my signal real good and there's any change in it, he knows the band's changing.
Get used to doing it. I know Ray used that radio UOZ, K4UOZ, Red, or W4UOZ. K4UOZ? K4UOZ. He used that one for CW a lot on a in-fed ZEP. I went over to his house a few times. He told me about you putting his antenna up. Then he had me come over there and put it up. And then I guess he had you come back over there and put it up. He alternated between us getting when his antenna would come down.
Lived up there, up there in Traveler's Rest, up there off of 414.
That's permanent. He also had me bring my Amatron amplifier. I'm trying to remember the name of it. 857 or 811 or 897. I can't remember. 72 Bs. That's what I remember. It takes four something 72 Bs tubes. He wanted to try it out for a while. So I took it over there and left it with him.
11. Maritron 811, but I put his antenna up there four or five times, and he moved to Easley, and I put him up an antenna down here in Easley, and then he moved to Anderson, and I put it up for him down there, and then back up to Easley, and put it up again, and I don't know how many times I put that man's antenna up, but we always got him back on the air, and you know, when you move from a place like he had up Traveler's Rest into an assisted living, I don't know how he got permission to put it up down there at the assisted living place, but he did. And we put the antennas up, or I did, and put him a 2 meter up on the outside, and then put his in-fed ZEP up. And he was able to get on the air, which made him happy, which was fine with me.
He had me put it up. He said he was afraid to ask you again. He said you put it up for him so many times, he was wanting to spread it around a little bit. And that's why he invited me over there to do that. And then the next time it was because he wanted to try out my amp. And he wanted to get a little bit higher in a tree than we got last time. So, and he thought we could. And he was right, we did. We got where he wanted it. And He loves sending CW. I don't know how good he was. I never did have a QSO with him on CW, did you?
I had a couple of QSOs with him. He and Dave Stansel are very comparable in going CW. I don't know if you remember one where I can't remember where we had the field day. It was up towards Johnny someplace. I don't remember. Anyway, Ray popped in up there, and he sat down at the CW station, and he ran it for two or three hours. And I was worried about him then because he got kind of red-faced because it was hot that day. But he ran it for a good while, and then later that evening, David Stansel, W4KA, came up, and he took over. And then Chris, I can't remember Chris's call. Chris changed his calls 4, 5, 6, 8 times. But he's another good CW op. You probably remember him from when we went over there at the park over there off of Lawrence Road on across from Fuddruckers.
You were talking about, but I never got to really know Chris. I did the guy that built the key or that of two paper clips. What was his name? I can't remember. But I remember Ray coming over one time when we were short on CW operators to the field day and staying with us all night doing CW and making a lot of contacts. I was kind of worried about him then, but he said he was having a good time, so we let him go the whole night. Anyway, I'm at the window. I'm going to place my order, and then I'll be back on the road again. Maybe I'll be able to think of who that is who built the paddle out of paper clips. I can't remember that.
His name was Tyler, but I don't remember. KT4XD or something of that nature, maybe. I don't remember. But his name was Tyler.
I remember Tyler, but I didn't know he made a point out of paper clips. But there was enough. Tillman did that. And I talked to him not too long ago, within the last 6 months.
Yeah, it was Tillman. I was thinking Tyler, but it was Tillman. I got the first letter right.
You did. Often I do the same. Mess up on the rest. But anyway, that's who it was. Tillman, he was really good CW out too. And he learned CW late in life. Anyway, I'm going to place my order, and I'll be back on the road. W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, I'll be here for a few more minutes. Holler when you get out from the drive-thru. W4DJW, KI4DOS.
DJW Mobile.
KI4DOS. Dave, you on your way back home now?
It pays to get there early. You get there after 12 o'clock, after church lets out. You're going to be there a while. I told Amy, if you want Slosky's day, I'm leaving early.
Well, we stayed up late last night watching the Olympics, and Joy got hurt real bad, so I gave her a half a pain pill. She's not up yet. She's still at, well, I think she's probably moving around in there now, but she slept late. But we were up till about 2 o'clock in the morning, so I figured I'd just let her sleep.
Get it. We were up pretty late too. There was something I was doing on the cameras, and something that Amy was watching, and she backed it up, and we started watching it. And we didn't go to bed till about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I was back up at 5.
24. Do you have stuff to do?
You know, I've always woken up since I, you know, started going to Charlotte. I've always been awake between 4 and 6 every morning. If I go past 6, I get a really big headache, and it lasts the whole day long. So that'll motivate me to get out of bed. So 5 is about an average time, an average normal time for me. And I had to catch the sunrise this morning because I was writing a new program that changed the shutter speed on the Raspberry Pi cameras as the sun is coming up, because they don't do that by themselves. It's not like a camera that has that built into it. You got to do it yourself. You got to change the gain and the speed. And so I've been getting an algorithm in sync with the sunrise for our area, for where we are, and the sunset. So I had to be up before the sun came up.
Well, I didn't know you could get a Raspberry Pi to do that sort of thing, but there again, I don't play with the computers and stuff that much. Maybe I need to get see if I can get in here and scratch my head and get to doing some of that. I'm going out here in just a little bit and sort all these antennas out and check them out, make sure they're what frequency band that they're at work on and that sort of thing. And I'm going to take some pictures and then I'll shoot you an email. Well, I'll send you a text or something with the pictures or however you want me to do that.
And the text that goes with them would be fine. And I think I sent you an update after you sent me the last update. So now you have a copy of that. No, we're both in sync. Until we add some more, we're both in sync. And the last, I think, modification was that QYT radio going out the door. And it should be in the copy we both have.
I got it.
I think again. And I got two of the radios I told her that were sold yesterday. One of them hasn't, so that's why you haven't seen that email come up yet. Figured I'd give Gabriel to about 2 o'clock today. And if he doesn't show by then, I'll just go ahead and give her what I got for those two radios.
100 and D700.
She's got the money for the D700. She doesn't have it for the 7100 or the QYT. Is that what it was, the one that Steve got?
Yeah, that was the two.
I put that on the watt meter, and it's pushing 25 watts, just like they said. 25.7, a little bit over 25, just to be sure they made 25.
It's a cute little old radio, but if you talk on it any length of time, what the little booger gets kind of warm, so you have to kind of keep your transmissions short and to the point. You don't want to sit there and talk for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. If you do, it gets real warm.
Two people on it. Steve was one, so he could hear what it sounded like, and I think Patrick may have been the other one. I can't remember. Yeah, because Patrick told me I sounded like I was in a barrel or something like that on it. But for as little radio as it is, and putting out 25 watts in that little package, I could tolerate sounding like a barrel.
Have a little bit more spurious emissions, we'll call it, than some of the bigger radios, because you put it in a package that small, you know, you've got to make compromises somewhere. But it's a pretty nice little radio. I talked on it one night, might have been a Tuesday night, on the round table with the folks after the net. I don't remember that night was the night it was, but I talked to several people and sat in here and talked for about, 15, 20 minutes or maybe 30 minutes, in a round table. And everybody said it sounded real good, and I was on a J-pole just sitting in the corner over there in by the bookshelf.
I was on an antenna in the ham shack, sitting about 10 feet away from me. I didn't figure out how to change the output. It was outputting 25 watts the whole time on that antenna that could handle 25 watts, no power. I mean, no problem. So that's a pretty good little radio. I thought about that for a minute or two myself because it's so small. Like for doing ATRS on the motorcycle, that would be ideal. I might have to go look up one of those one day. Because the radio I was running on the on the motorcycle would only output, I think, a watt. I got it from Boyonics, and I think its maximum output power was 1 watt. But it worked, digital. It made it up to Caesar's Head. But it had some gaps every now and then when I was riding around on the motorcycle where I knew I had been, but it jumped from one place to another where it couldn't get to the digipeater on the mountain.
We still got that jet stream over here. I was going to ask you about that. The lock pin on the RJ45 is broken. It was, the microphone won't stay inside the radio. I've got some RJ45s and the crimping tool and all that. I was thinking about going and putting a new end on that. So whoever decided they wanted it wouldn't have that problem.
And which radio is that? The Jetstream? That's another really small one.
That is that QIT.
And what is it output? What's its maximum output power?
I think it's 20 watts, if I'm not mistaken. And it's, well, let's see if I can pull it up on here on the spreadsheet. I think it's 20 watts on 2 meter 440, but it doesn't have 220. It's not a tri-band. It's just a dual band.
What's the price on that one?
Spreadsheet opened up again. It took me a minute. Where's that Jetstream? You know how it is. You find it, and then you look over it, and then you got to go back and try to find it again. Give me a minute. Buy it twice. It's a 2 meter, 70 centimeter dual band. It's 70. The original was, the retail was 139. Let's see here. It says 10 watts out. I'll hook it up and double check that.
Something smaller that I can put on the motorcycle that, because I can't remember what radio I had in there. Oh, yeah, no, it's a Bionix one. It doesn't output but a watt. I'm one of those teardrop antennas stuck to the license plate holder on the motorcycle. You know, the Hershey teardrop 2 meter antennas?
Yeah, I remember those.
It worked good for that. You know, relatively good. When I was up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, it would hit the Caesar's Head Mountain all the time. Amy had a little icon on her screen. She could click on it, and it would pull up Apers FI and that call sign. Just to make sure it was still moving, not on the side of the mountain somewhere.
You know what? There's a bunch of us used to do APRS. I remember when Steve's baby was born, his first little girl, and they came down from South Dakota. We watched him come all the way down from South Dakota on APRS.
Yeah, I remember that well. It was kind of new to all of us, so it was kind of fascinating to watch it work. I gave my in-laws one when we went down to Fort Myers one time, and she did the same thing. They did the same thing. They watched us. And we were stopped for a long time one time at a railroad track, and they said, "You're not moving." They called us and said, "You're not moving anymore. What's going on?" And we had a long wait at a railroad track. And so it worked. That's what it was there for.
That thing about the whole deal, you know, is keeping everybody informed. I've told a guy when I was working, I had my truck parked up there, and he came up and he said, "When are you going to sell me that truck?" I said, "I told you it's not for sale." And he said, "Well, I'll just come over here and steal it sometime." I said, "You go right ahead." I said, "I got something in the truck that will tell me exactly where it is anytime I want to know." And he said, "You got OnStar in that truck?" I said, "No, they didn't have OnStar back then." I said, "I got something else." He said, "What is it? Where is it located?" I said, "I ain't telling you that."
For that, too. In fact, there are accounts where people have guided the cops right to their car using APRS. That's pretty good.
Another wonderful aspect of the hobby we've got here. But anyway, getting back to this little Jetstream, do you want me to go ahead and put a new RJ45 on that mic cord?
Yeah, anything we can do like that to make them better, absolutely. You know, if you got the crimping tool and the end that fits, I know there's like three different sizes for those RJ45 type plugs. Some of them are 8-pin, some of them are 4-pin, some of them are 2-pin. So, but if you got one that's the right size, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my crimping tool will do the 4-pin and the 8-pin. It'll probably do the 6. I haven't seen many RJ45s that are 6-pin, but I've got some of the 8-pin, which, you know, goes into the D700 and 480HX and, oh gosh, I don't know, all the modular radios use that RJ45 to 8-pin, so I've got some of those. I'll go ahead and redo it and make sure it works, and we'll go from there.
That to Patrick, if you've got one that will do the remote head for the D700, it's smaller than the microphone for the D700, because he got the D700 that has that tab, that same tab that you're talking about that lets it slide out. He got the D700 with that tab missing on its remote head extension cable, and he's going to have to do something, either buy a new cable or buy the tool to screw the crimp in, or get Gary to do it for him.
I may have one of those extension cables, because I ordered one or two of them. Well, one came with a radio and I couldn't find it, and I ordered one, so I think I've got an extra one here. I'll look around and dig it out if I can find it, and if Patrick needs it, he's welcome to it. But if he wants to put a new end on it or make a cable up, we can do that too, because like I said, I got the crimping tool.
Had replaced the ends to it once before, so he could probably stand to cut it back to those two places. They were like only an inch or two or three maybe from the end of each end of it. So he might just want to cut those ends off altogether and just put, I think Robert didn't have the tool to do the crimping, so he found a piece of wire that had a clamp already on it, and he just put that on the end of it. But I think it'd be neater for Patrick if he either took what he had and just made it like a foot shorter and put new ends on it, on both ends, or just get a replacement for it.
Well, whatever we need to do, we'll take care of. But it's said I've got the ends here at the house, and I can meet Patrick out there someplace, and we can put new ends on it.
If you remember it while you're talking to him next time, you can ask him about it. He may already have a solution, but he didn't have a crimping tool when I was talking to him about it. He said he's either going to have to do that or order another cable. W4DJW.
I'll listen for him tomorrow when he's headed down this way to work, and maybe I can get together with him. You know, one day, the first part of the week, we'll get that straightened out. But like I said, I've got the ends, and I've got the crimping tool and all that, so we can take care of that part if he just wants to put new ends on it. And I'll dig around and make sure I can find the extension cable. And if I've got an extra one of those, which I'm sure I do, I just have to find it, we'll just go that route.
I appreciate it. I'll take a look at that Jetstream. See if it'll work with. I've got one of those Boyonic, what do they call those things? Something Tech. So it's a modem, but it's the size of a pack of cigarettes, split in half. It's really small. And you can like put it into that RJ45 on a radio, and it'll key it, and you know, you can configure it for different kinds of radios. It'll key it, it'll send the data in over the mic if you have to. So it doesn't have to be a radio with a digital digital plug on the back like the ones we're used to. It can be an older, like my dad's old radio from the 70s. I have it sent an APRS at home. And he had two of them, and I was planning on using one of them for that in the truck. But since I got that 400, I might put that 350 in the truck. I don't know. But I'll check out that Jetstream. That might be good with that little Boyonic Tiny Track 4. That's what it is. With a tiny track, it might be good to use that on the motorcycle instead of the thing I was using.
I'll be on the road for another couple of minutes. I'll just hook this one up and see how it works.
Well, I just turned into my neighborhood in the subdivision, so I won't be here. I mean, depending on how long, I can sit in the driveway for a little while if I need to.
At 30, well, give me about a minute, and I'll hook up this power cord, and the antenna's laying right there, and I'll transmit on it and see what happens if it's got 6-1 programmed into it.
All right. I'm 2 roads away from my house, so I'll stand by and wait for you. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
KW, KI4DOS.
say that then. Is that it?
That microphone. I said, yes, sir, that is it.
Hey, it sounds just like the other radio you were talking on. You don't sound any different at all.
Yeah. Or VAA. KI4DOS. You there, Gary?
Wrong button there, Dave.
Say again? I have double with you.
Wrong button. Change the frequency on it. But that's it. I'm on a J-pole inside the house. It's sitting about 3 feet from me. And I'll put a new end on this microphone plug so it'll stay in. I'm having to hold it in with my finger.
Okay. Well, I won't keep you. There was somebody else that was calling you, too, just a minute ago while you were off frequency. So might wait a few minutes and they might come back to you. I'm going to go inside and eat lunch. Appreciate you riding with me over to Slonsky's and back, Gary. You enjoy. Have a wonderful day. CAT4DOS, W4DJ, that'll be clear.
Well, you and Amy have a good afternoon. Enjoy your lunch, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, W4DJ, WKI4DOS.